Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Russian government's criminalization of organizations that remember the Soviet regime's crimes against the Soviet people themselves, as well as against foreign peoples. An example of this is happening in Magadan, in the Russian Far East. So towards the end of the Soviet era, Memorial was founded, a human rights organization, about the remembrance of those victims of oppression by the Soviet government from the inception of the Soviet Union, or even before, from the October Revolution, from unlawful or unjust imprisonment, torture, murder, all sorts of other abuses and so forth. Calumny as well. On the 30th of October used to be the day for people to remember victims of political repression throughout the Russian Federation. But in Magadan, for example, teachers be instructed not to participate in such events. If things are going ahead which are not to do with school, then there should be no publicity to try and show a minimum attendance and so forth. And so any organization which calls out the Stalinist regime's countless crimes against humanity is said to be undesirable. Well, it's undesirable for the current sawdust Stalin, but it's very desirable for the rest of Russian society to remember what happens when tyranny takes hold, when there is no accountability, when there are no checks and balances, when there are no fair trials, when there is no freedom for expression, when wars of aggression are fought, when lies replace the truth and so forth, and part of the growing war on truth and memory by the Putin regime, which is repeating many of the mistakes of the Stalinist era. Now, it's the violence is not on a huge scale as it was in the Stalinist era. You know, it's not like millions of Russians have been murdered, even in Ukraine. The Ukrainian civilians have been murdered is in the tens of thousands. It's not in the, you know, millions as it was in the early 1930s with an artificially created famine. So these organizations in Magadan, they're active because there was a huge gulag in the area, Kalima. So gulags being short for main camp administration, where political prisoners or people held simply for racist reasons were sent by cattle truck, as in very inhumane conditions, no heating or no running water for days, with little or no food and just a bucket for their natural functions and so on, dying of cold, dying of lack of medical attention, so and so on. And they had to work very long hours, very unsafe conditions with little or no medical care, totally inadequate clothing, sometimes held incommunicado for years. So just imagine that you're unjustly in prison. The thing you'd really all hold on to is a letter from home, something to live for, and not even allowed that. I remember reading about how some of these women didn't even get to see a mirror for years and really have just have no control over their own fate. And there'd be savage beatings from the guards for anything. So tens of thousands of people died in the horrific conditions there. And that is a warning from history about what happens when oppression succeeds, as with the Putin regime, it has, you know, a slave state bringing back imprisonment for political offenses and people having to do all this unpaid labor to enrich Putin and his cabal. Anyway, so Memorial was outlawed in 2001. So the police and other agents like the FSB, they're trying to attack other organizations like Posledny Adres, which put a plaque up on the last address of somebody who has said that the gulag and may well have died there, breaking down these things, disseminating lies, claiming that the victims of Stalinist era atrocities were actually killed by Germans or Finns or something like that when they weren't. Even the Katyn massacre, which the Soviet government acknowledged that they perpetrated against Polish prisoners of war. Putin himself apologized to the Poles about this in 2010. Now saying that that didn't happen, or it was by the Germans and things like that. So it is the topsy-turvy of Putinism. You know, the bigger the lie, the more people believe it. It's Hitler's big lie theory. Wow. Goodness. So to get people who didn't want to go and work in the Russian Far East, so political prisoners were there, sent there. People who's in 50% of cases had no trial whatsoever. So just an administrative process, just signed. If they had a trial, it's completely farcical. Sometimes held in front of as few as two intelligence officers, not judges, no defense lawyers, and no rules of evidence were observed and things like that. So they were there, held there in servitude. Goodness. And so it's terrible. So much cruelty to dig up gold so Stalin and his mates could live in the lap of luxury. So much for communism about social justice or equality. So at least 125,000 people died there, and almost a million people were sent to toilet in Kalima. Now, were they killed? Okay, some of them died naturally. Would they have died if there hadn't been Kalima? Maybe died a bit sooner. It's a contributory factor. So it's not, sometimes it's not direct murder. And sometimes, all right, it's not murder at all. They just died of heart attack and cancer. And it wasn't because they were there. And they wouldn't have died much later had they not been there and so on. So many distinguished Russian writers like Semyon Vilensky, Yevgeny Ginzburg, Varlam Shalamov were chroniclers of the Gulag experience. But now, and these are classics of Russian literature, but now they're firmly off the curriculum. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about how horrendous it was, cancer ward, the Gulag archipelago, and so forth. And, you know, he came back to Russia in the 90s, and some of these Soviet-era dissidents were even given prizes by Putin. I wonder why, because the modern versions of he's on the attack, but obviously in the early days, Putin was fairly secure. And as he's going back to a totalitarian state, he doesn't like people to remember these courageous resistors and so on. Okay, so that's it. This is to be airbrushed from history, a false narrative to be force-fed to children, that all was fine and dandy in the Stalin era, that there was no cruelty, there was no barbarity and so on, rather than realizing that what the Stalinist regime did was in direct parallel to what the Third Reich did and so forth. So goodness, that they really want to forget that all this happened and so on. Wow, so it's very, very worrying. And there's not education so much as indoctrination there. And so everything's inside the state, nothing's outside the state, as what's his name, Mussolini would have said. I can't remember where this line comes from, but it's quoted by Christopher Hitchens, deceased. Whatever is not compulsory is forbidden. And then branding organizations with this catch-all extremist and said they're criminal on that basis. I mean, even they are extreme, they shouldn't be outlawed. You know, what's extreme now is not extreme in future. What's extreme in the past, was extreme is no longer extreme. It changes. I mean, that's just a thought-terminating cliche. That's just worthless. It's just, I don't like you. It's a pointless insult. But if it just says extreme, doesn't make it bad. I think it's be extremely good or extremely true or extremely moral, or be extremely generous or extremely courageous, is preposterous to say the reason to outlaw it. And unfortunately, the same language I hear in Western countries like the United Kingdom, as though that is a reason to criminalize people or forbid them to be in various professions because they question the establishment. And obviously, Western countries are denying the genocide they're committing against their own children today. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and speak up for the victims of oppression, past and present.